聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
唱赞美诗232首。
Let's sing him 232. Good.
现在我们要一起感谢祷告。
Now we're going to give thanks and pray.
求主耶稣圣灵带领我们。
And may the Lord Jesus Spirit guide us.
让我们从圣经里头来学习真理，造就我们的灵性。
And that we are able to learn the truth from the Bible and edify all of us.
那我们在正道上日日长进。
And that we are able to grow from the truth.
一起祷告。
Let us all pray.
哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。今天晚上我们一起聚会，敬拜神，学习圣经的道理。
Hallelujah, thank the God of grace that we are able to gather here to study the Bible truth and to worship Him.
好，我们今天晚上继续来学习以弗所书。
And tonight we shall continue to study the Bible, the book of Ephesians.
好，我们现在请看以弗所书第四章。
And we shall read chapter 4 of Ephesians.
第四章以下就是关于教会在基督里的生活。
And chapter 4 talks about the church in Christ.
那首先保罗劝我们在基督里面呢行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
That Paul encouraged here that we, the chosen one, must match up with our calling.
这个是一个基本的原则。
This is the basic requirement.
我们一定是要达到这样的标准。
We must attain such a goal.
我们蒙恩的蒙召的恩有多少，我们的行事为人就要一样的那个相称。
How much of our grace to us, we must match it up with that.
因为我们得救是本乎恩。
Because we are able to be saved is through grace.
也因着信。
And through belief.
所以这个信就是一种行为的表现。
So believing is a manifestation of your deed.
要有同样的信心跟这个所得救的恩典相称，信心跟这个恩典相称，好像天平一样，这样去平的，那我们的得救没有问题。
And your faith must be able to match up with the weight of the grace. Just like it's on a scale that it has to be balanced, your faith and the grace. Otherwise, if you have that, then you'll be saved.
那么下面第二节开始又提到到十六节，这个是关于教会生活的目标。
And verse 1 to 16 talks about the daily living as a Christian.
那教会生活的目标啊，有两项。第一就是要追求合为一。
And first we have a goal, and first is that we must pursue for unity.
这种合一啊，是一体，成为一体的这种合一。
And unity means as one.
很重要的一项就是圣灵所赐给我们这个合为一的心，要竭力保守。
And you must keep this your heart that was given by the Holy Spirit.
有这个心，才有可能成为一体。
Only you have such a heart, then you'll be able to unite as one.
如果两个心呢，就没有办法。
If you have two hearts, then it's very hard to unite.
所以今天呢，神赐给我们圣灵，给我们每个人同样的一个圣灵的心。我们凭着这个圣灵的帮助带领，我们会。在基督里面成为一体，我们都是大家都互为肢体。
So today, God gave us the Holy Spirit, and it dwells in our heart, and we must pursue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Then only then we are able to be as one.
那么在这个一体的关系里头之下，来追求长大成人。
And under this unity, you must pursue to grow, to mature.
如果不没有一体的这种联系， 那就要追求长大，那就奇形怪状。
If you don't have such a unity, then you pursue for growth, and then you will become unbalanced.
所以我们这个肢体要先联络得很好，然后就长大起来也很健康、很健全，各项都比例都很好，这样。
Then all parts must be united as one. Then if you, then only then you grow, then it will have a good stature.
不是只有一个头长大，或者一个手长大，或者另外只有一个眼睛长大，不是这样。
And not only your head grow big or your hand, one arm growing longer, is not as such.
所以神赐给我们各种不同恩赐，再来联络起来很好，然后成为一体，再来追求长大成人。
So that's why God gave us all parts, and it must be united and to grow and to be mature.
这种长大是在爱中建立起来的。
And this grow is through love.
这个就是教会啊，生活的目标啊。
And this is the church in their in our daily living.
好，接下来我们看十七节以下啊。
And look at verse 17.
这个十七节以下一直到第五章的二十一节。
And until chapter 5 verse 21.
哦，这一大段呢、啊，就是讲到灵修生活。
And it all here it talks about living.
我们 每一位在基督里面的弟兄姐妹都在自己个人灵修生活上要追求的这些教训就在这一大段里面。
And brothers and sisters, each of us must pursue in your daily life with a goal, and these are all stated in these verses.
那在这个追求灵修生活一个目标就是基督化，像基督一样。
And in the goal of persuasion is to pursue for the likeness of Christ.
那现在我们要来休息这一段，我们个人灵修的生活啊。
And this is what we're going to study tonight.
第一啊，第一节第十七节到十九节这一段，就是告诉我们不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
And verse 17 to verse 19, it tells us not to depend on the Gentiles as a whole.
我们开始七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
保罗说，所以我说啊，且在主里面确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。这里也保罗说，在主里面确实的说。
Here Paul has said that we must no longer live as the gentle do.
可见这件事情很重要，大家一定要记住啊。
And this is very important. All of us must remember that.
我们今天在主里面行事为人呢，就不要再存虚妄的心，像那些外邦人那样存虚妄的心行事啊。
And today we must do the things that not what the Gentile have been doing.
为什么外邦人会存虚妄的心行事
？Why does the Gentile does this？
不是说我们比他好，不是这样子。
It's not that we are better than the Gentiles.
是因为他们还没有得到主耶稣的恩典。
It is because that they have not received the grace of grace from God.
他们很可怜。
They are very pitiful.
我们开始八节。
Let us continue verse 18.
这里说，而且他们的心地昏昧啊，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
And here tells us that they are being separated from the life of God.
他们的生命还处在啊。与神隔绝的这种死亡的状态里头。
They're still living in death, separating from God.
在第二章我们知道，我们的生命已经得到改造，我们已得到新生命。
In chapter 2, we learned that we have received, we've been transformed into a new life.
今天这些还没有得到救恩的人，他们还在这种罪的里头，死在罪的里头，就是这种状况。
And today, those that have not received salvation, they're living in death, they are in sin.
所以我们不要随便批评人家怎么样啊。
So we do not criticize them.
所以我们要纪念我们以前就是这样子。
You must remember you were once like that.
那现在感谢神的这种大恩大爱啊，今天我们得到新生命。
And we must give thanks to God that we are able to receive His love and grace, that we are able to be transformed.
那今天我们要注意，留意自己，就是不要再想。以前在做外邦人的时候那一种那样是存虚妄的心行事。
But today you are reminded that you are not to do the things that you have done before, just like what the Gentiles are doing.
因为以神的所赐的生命隔绝啊。 就是心里头啊，就昏昧，它是没有光的，心中是没有光，是暗的。
Because when you're separated from God, your heart is dark. There's no light in it.
像路加福音第一章里头说到，就是他坐在死荫里啊，死荫里，坐在这个黑暗中死荫里。
It's just like in Luke chapter 1 says that you are in the depth of Hades.
我回想到以前还没有得到恩典啊，那真是坐在黑暗中死荫里，是真是很可怜。
And before I was saved, and I could imagine myself at that stage, deep in Hades.
活在这个世上没有神，没有指望，这就可怜。
Living in this world without hope, and so pitiful.
所以他在暗中一直追求自己想要什么，追求撞来撞去，撞来撞去，很可怜。
So we were dwelling in dark, and we were struggling in the darkness and such a pitiful stage.
所以下面就说了说。 因为自多因自己无知，心里刚硬啊，无知就看不见，看不见。And
here says because of the ignorant in them, that's to say that they cannot see themselves.
在黑暗中啊，这个没有神的真理光照啊，看不到，好像瞎子一样。In
the dark, they cannot see the truth, which was the light, and they cannot see that.
是非不明。They
cannot discern.
所以这个是很可怜的状况。So
this is a very pitiful situation.
那么那种状况表现出来是什么？就刚硬的心。So
as such, the manifestation would be hard-hearted.
所以你看，这个世界怎么会？大家说很和平和睦啊，这个很难的。So
how would you say in this world that they would have harmony with one another? It is very difficult.
所以呢，这个世界说要讲和平，和平，和平，可是呢，拼命讲和平，拼命战争啊。
In the world, they want to talk about peace, but yet, the more they talk, there will be more war.
那讲和平讲的最大声的那就打的最厉害，这个打最厉害的就是他。
Those who yell peace the loudest are the one that fight the most.
在这个世界上啊，在带领说主张和平和平带领和平的人，就是带领战争的人。
And the one that lead the peace group, these are the one that lead. Into a war.
是不是很矛盾?
Isn't that irony?
我们明白道理就知道这个不矛盾。
Once you know the truth, then you know that it is the fact.
因为今天这个全世界服在恶者的权下，就是在矛盾之下，啊，很奇怪的在过这个虚妄的人生。
And today the world is being controlled by a darkness, that's why these people are struggling in confusion. And they are dwelling in such a state with confusion until death.
神有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，改变我们，拯救我们。
God has His mercy and His great love came to rescue us.
我们今天已经脱离那个矛盾，我们今天已经脱离了这一种黑暗罪恶。
Today we are out of that confusing state and out of that darkness.
所以我们今天不是无知的，今天我们不是刚硬的。
Today we are not hard-hearted. Today we are not ignorant.
19节说。
Verse 19.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
And here, having all lost all senses, they have given themselves over to sensuality.
所带出来的结果就是这样子。
These are the result of that.
对良心开始可能还有一点点。Perhaps
your conscience may be sensitive.
开始你说谎话，你会心跳。When
you start to lie, your heart may have that conscience pricking.
所以你一测谎的时候，你就露出来了，哎，还不老练，不老练。Then
once you try to lie, then your conscience will pull you back.
开始说谎话的时候，脸会红，你就看出来你这个说谎。When
you started to say lie, your face may show up with red.
这样一次两次三次之后啊，不会改变，面不改色了。And
when you do it more often, then your facial would not have that expression of lying.
这个叫良心丧尽。
This is losing the sensitivity of your conscience.
今天我们已经重生，我们得到的良心是无愧的良心。
Today we are being reborn, and we have that, we have that conscience.
圣灵就在这个心里头。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in it.
哎呀，无愧的良心。
And 无愧。
没有亏欠，没有很完全。
This a pure heart.
所以今天我们得到的是无愧的良心啊。
So today we have that pure heart.
那这些人就是在还在罪恶之中，这个是良心丧尽。
And these people that dwell in darkness, they have bad conscience.
所以你看现在这个世界为什么会有那么多人敢做那样的事情，我们连想都不敢想，看都不敢看，他们敢做，他们一点都不会觉得怎么样。
And today you see so many people do such an awful thing, and they don't even think twice. And we as a Christian would not even dare to think about it.
所以世界在恶在那个恶者的手下，真是很可怕，很可怜，很可怕。
So those who live under the control of evil is very dreadful.
今天呢，我们要看清楚，我们生活在光明中，我们要看得很清楚。
Today we must see clearly that we are dwelling in the light.
所以保罗很在主里确实地说，不要再像以前那样啊。
So Paul is giving us a stern warning that we should not be like what we were before.
这个是第一件要注意的，要防备的，预防的啊。
This is the first thing that we must prepare and be alert of.
好，接下来看二十节第二段。
The second part.
第二段说你们学了基督啊，却不是这样。
He said, once you were in Christ, you are not that anymore.
对，今天我们要学习基督。
So we must learn be Christ.
那外邦人呢就去掉了，那个就不要再去像不再像外邦人了。
Then you isolate with the Gentile and no longer be like them.
那要像什么？
Then what would you be like?
要像基督。
You must be like Christ.
怎么样像基督？
How do you be like Christ?
二十一节。
Verse 21.
说如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。我们要像基督。
We must be like Christ.
第一啊，就是听主的道。
That first you must listen to his teaching.
我们都是从听主道来的。
And we all listen to his words.
听了主的道，我们就知道，哎，我是罪人。
Once you hear his teaching, then you know that you are a sinner.
我们就悔改啊。
Then we repent.
悔改，受洗。
Repent and be baptized.
这个旧人就脱掉了。
Then your old self will be gone.
没有听主的道，没有悔改。
If you do not listen to the truth and do not repent,
那就没有办法改变。
Then you would not be able to change.
所以我们听了主的道，我们听了福音，我们知道自己是罪人，所以我们悔改，受洗，罪人脱掉。
So when you listen to the truth, listen to the gospel, then you repent and be baptized, and you are put not, then you have been, you also been put off.
所以脱去这个行为上的旧人。这个就以前在最终的那些罪人呢、啊，就是借着天主耶稣的道啊，悔改、受洗、重生。
And that you put yourself off means you put away all your deeds and be able to receive his baptism and be a new person.
哎，我们都已经重生了，脱掉了啊。
We all been put off as an old man and we are new.
啊，第二步就是要。领受主的教训。
And second point is that we must receive his teaching.
好，受洗之后重生了，现在就是需要接受啊，要吃东西啊，会长大，像才生的婴孩，爱慕纯净的灵奶，渐渐长大。
And when you put off your old self, that is being baptized, you must now come to his truth, and you only then you're able to be fed as with milk and to be mature.
所以要存着温柔的心。虚心谦卑的心来领受主耶稣的教训，让我们在灵性上长大。
So you must come to him with a humble heart. Only then you will receive his word and be mature.
那这个主耶稣的教训领受啊，心智要 改换一心，新的心才可以，才能领受。像外邦人还在追踪这种心，就领受不了。
And once you receive his teaching, you are able to change. And look at these Gentiles here that did not receive the teaching of the truth, therefore they cannot change.
所以这个神的道进入我们心里头去，会改变我们的心智，这个心智会改变的。
So when the truth comes into our heart, we will change our thoughts.
如果没有神的道进去啊，就改变不了。
If you do not have the teaching, then you will not be able to change.
所以圣灵啊，借着神的道，圣灵就是真理的圣灵，他要借着真理来改变更新。我们这个心的换。
So the Holy Spirit, through the truth, will come into our heart and able to change us.
就不再像以前的昏昧的心了，不是。
Then you will no longer have the old heart.
所以心智改换一新。
And your heart will be renewed.
因为我们领受了主的教训。
Because you have received the teaching from the Lord.
那再进一步要学习主的真理。
And here we have to learn His teaching.
这个真理要学习。
You must learn his teaching.
学习就是你要去行啊，要真理就要行真理，要把这个真理啊学习，要怎么做怎么做怎么做要学。
You must exercise the teaching, and when you receive the teaching, you must put it into deeds and learn how to do his will.
所以雅各书说，不要停在听道的阶段。
So James,
听了，听了很多道理啊，这个道理不错，很好，哦，很好，说得很薄，回去就睡觉，不可以这样。
So James encouraged us not that we should not just listen to the teaching, and we keep listening to the teaching, and we just go to sleep, and we do not put it into practice, then that is not good.
以前我听到这个丁长老做一个见证。
And once I heard Elder Ding testimony.
他刚出来当传道的时候，神啊，让他看到一个异象，异梦。
When he first came out to be a preacher, God let him see a vision.
他梦见哪一个人啊？哇，这个人怎么
？He saw a person.
这个人很奇怪，头很大，肚子很大，手脚很小。
This person is very strange. He has big head, big stomach, but his leg is very short.
哎，为什么会这样
？And says, why is it this person looks like this?
醒来的时候，他明白了。
Then when he awoke, then he realized what's happening.
教会就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
哇，现在教会状况是怎么样？头很大，肚子很大，
and,
手脚很小。
And the situation of the church is now it's got big head, big stomach, but short fingers and short legs.
这个不正常。
This is very abnormal.
所以我们不能单单的哇，听到了，听很多道理啊，哇，肚子吃得很饱啊，哇，肚子大起来，不是这样。
So we must not listen to the truth and that it fill up your stomach and become very big.
要学真理，要行道。
We must put it into practice in the truth.
道理不是听了就会了，不是这样的。
Not that you listen to the truth and you know it well.
道就是路。
The truth is the way.
先知道路，然后就去走。
You must know the way, and then you know how to walk on it.
路不是一天就要走完的，不是的。
And then the journey is not just one day you can accomplish it.
当我们走到说，像保罗说，当跑的路已经跑尽了，就最后一步，跑尽了。
And like Paul said, the journey he has been through, and except a few steps more.
他说，我不是以为我已经得着了，我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，就走到最后。
And he said that not that that I have attained it, is that I must struggle and to reach the goal.
所以这个是要每天都要很谨慎的来学习，来奔跑我们的路程。
So the journey is that we must learn every day and to continue to walk on it.
那这个真理学习出来的是什么样式
？And the truth that you put into practice, what is it like?
24节说。
Verse 24.
这个就是穿上新人，就是新人的表现。
That you put on the new self, and that's the new person.
那这个新人的表现是什么样式的
？Then what does that look like?
就按照神的形象造的。
It looked like God.
人本来就是这样子的。
And man is created.
哇，就很像一个人了。
Like God, and you look like him, and it looks like a man.
我们就知道神起初造的亚当是什么样式。
You must know that when God created Adam, how does he look like?
因为犯罪已经消失了，看不见了。
Because he has sinned and therefore he vanished.
说世上找不到人了。
and you cannot no longer see him.
看到圣灵,
and it doesn't look like. And you look at people these days, they no longer look like man. Because man was created with the likeness of God, and today you look around, they no longer look like God.
找到了真的主教, 诶, 就在这里, 神的, 人在这边,
and when you come to the true Jesus Church, the people are here. This is the glory of God.
要让人到真教会, 看到人, 神的真正, 神的形象,
God wants people to come to our church, and then people can see that this our members look like God.
那这个形象是怎么样的?
What does the likeness look like?
有真理的仁义和圣洁.
Is that it has the truth and it's righteous.
人就是仁爱啊, 人就是仁爱, 爱心啊, 有爱心,
you have the love.
有公义,
you have righteous.
叫做仁义,
this is righteousness.
就是公义跟仁爱啊, 爱心啊, 公义跟慈爱啊, 是一体的两面, 不能分开了。
Righteousness and love are one, and it cannot be separated.
分开了就什么都不是。
When you split them, it's no longer whatever it is.
没有公义的爱心不是爱心。
If you does not have righteousness, but you put it in love, then it's no longer love.
没有爱心的公义不是公义。
If you have righteous without love, then it's no longer righteous.
要有公义又有爱心，这个才是真的，就是公义又是爱心。 是公义，反过来一定是爱心，这个是一定的，一体的两面。
Righteousness and love must come together.
所以说呢，真理的仁义就是这样子的，以真理为标准的。
So we must put the truth as our standard.
每一个人说，啊，我是公义的，我是慈爱的。
Everybody then claims that he's righteous and he's loving.
这个不正确。
Then it's no longer normal.
因为我不是真理。
Because I'm not the truth.
是真理的仁义和圣洁，这个就对了，这个就标准了。要用真理啊来衡量。
must to judge whether you are the truth. You must use the truth to judge it.
就合乎真理的这种公义，合乎真理的这种慈爱。
Then it will be according to the love and the justice.
所以你要说啊，我是有爱心的，那你要看，要用真理来对照，是不是真的吗？
If you claim that you have love, then we must use the Bible and to see that if that is true.
我的爱心要通过这个真理的检验，看看怎么样，是不是完全合乎真理的这个标准。
My truth must be able to go through the test of the Bible to see if it's genuine love.
我做人很公平，好，公平的，用真理，不是用自己标准，用真理圣经的标准来看。
If you claim that you are righteous, then we must use the Bible to see if that's so.
所以主耶稣说，你们要做天父的儿女啊，哎，要怎么做？
So Jesus asked, "If how are we going to be parents?"
你看你们的天父啊，太阳一出来没有选择说，哎，坏人不照，太阳收起来，不照。
And if the sun come out and if they are bad people, then they would not shine on it. If they're good people, they will shine on it.
天天雨下来了，看，哎，这个坏人，雨就停了，不是这样子。And
if the rain come down and when it see bad people, will it stop?
天父啊，太阳照好人，照歹人，下雨给义人，也给不义的人。
The sun and the rain will come to shine. Good people and bad people.
说你们要爱你们的仇敌。
So you must love your enemy.
你们就可以做天父的儿女了。
Then you can become the children of our heavenly Father.
所以真正的这个像神的这种人呢，就是这样子的，像天父一样。
So the a true person is likened to God.
所以我常常想，我们所做的一切。 像不像神的儿女？像不像？这很重要的。
So often I examine myself. What I did? Am I a children of God?
我一直记住主耶稣那句话。
And I always remember the words spoken by our Lord Jesus.
使人和睦的人有福了，他要成为神的儿子。
Blessed are those who are humble, then they become child of God.
我就是喜欢的，我要做神的儿子。
And I like that. I like to become a child of God.
因为我得到主耶稣的恩典呢，就是这一项，我感到最大的幸福，最大的福气。
Because I that was my greatest blessing as a man, that able to become his child. Anything else would not be considered. We can give up everything in the world. But you cannot not become a child of God. So therefore you had nothing to fight for. No matter what, that I must do what I can to make people be harmonious. And let people be harmonious with God. We cannot have dissension among us. We are child of God. And therefore we must have the likeness of God. And a true man according to the truth of the Bible.
圣洁大家知道，圣洁这个不要自己说我是圣洁的，不是这样，是要合乎真理的要求。
And being holy, we must not claim that we are holy, because the holiness must come, must be in contrast with the Bible.
所以我们在学习真理的时候，就会显出这个圣洁来。So
when you learn the Bible, then you're able to know the holiness.
因为主耶稣啊，求天父说。 父啊，求你用真理使他们成圣。
And our Lord Jesus prayed to God that allowed his disciples to be justified with the truth.
所以你会自己会感觉到，你如果有在学习真理的时候，你会觉得你越来越圣洁。
And you yourself can experience it. The more you read the Bible, the more you become, the more that you become holy.
感谢神啊，这个是一种学习啊，你一个很自然的，因为你头里头你就学习真理啊，就会得到这样的一个改变。And
thank God that you are able. This is a learning, because the more you find out that you were able to change yourself from the truth.
以前你很喜欢看那些啊，后来慢慢觉得道理一学习越来越感觉看那些干什么，看的不喜欢，讨厌了。
And when you have reached that stage, you are able to discern those that you are no longer wanting to be with.
所以在这个学习当中，我越来越感觉到说，现在电视一打开都没有什么好看的，我几乎是干脆就不要看它。And
the more
我不会损失什么。
And as the more you grow, then you can. Look around and you notice that there are nothing worthy for you to spend time on.
没有好处，不如我这个时候我再多看一些神的道理。
And they does not benefit you much, so therefore I would rather spend time reading the Bible.
神的真理啊，会改变我。So
only the truth can change us.
会让我们圣洁，真的是成圣的，不是假的，真的成圣。
And it will sanctify our eyes. This is true.
这样才会像基督。
And only then you'll be like Christ.
这个就是我们学习基督很重要的三个过程。
And these are the three points that you must learn in order to be like Christ.
第一个阶段我们已经过了。And
the first part is already over.
现在我们要继续不断地领受主耶稣的教训。
And now is the second stage. We must continue to receive the teaching from God.
并且领受要学习真理，把它走出来，把它行出来。
And when you have listened to the truth, you must put it into practice.
这样才会像基督。Only
then you'll be like Christ.
好，现在接着我们看第25节。
Now we shall read 25节到28节。 Till verse 28.
这一段呢，就是不要给魔鬼留地步。
Here it tells us that we should not leave a foothold for Satan.
这一点很重要。
And this is very important.
魔鬼就是要破坏我们的。
Satan wants to destroy us.
他是我们真正的仇敌。
And he is our real enemy.
不要忘记，弟兄姐妹，绝对不要忘记这个仇敌。
And brothers and sisters, you must not forget this enemy.
我们只有这个仇敌。
This is the only enemy we have.
在这个世界上，我们没有其他的仇敌。
In this world, we have no other enemy.
不要弄错了。
And you must not make a mistake.
有些人就不看清这个仇敌啊，结果就变成很多仇敌啊。
And some of us may not able to discern, and therefore he has made many enemies out of it.
魔鬼会制造很多人来做你的仇敌。
Satan will make many men to become your enemy.
你看不到他，他就在后面哈笑，很高兴。
And you cannot see him, but he is laughing behind your back.
不要中计。
Do not fall into the trap.
看清楚这个仇敌。
You must see clearly this enemy.
所以我们要防备。
So we must be alert and
不给他机会。
Be prepared, and we should not give them opportunity.
你给他留地步，他机会他就来了。他是无孔不入的呢。
If you leave a foothold, he will come, and he will take all any. He will take. Take any opportunity.
时时刻刻都在想找机会要进来。
And he will find any chances to come in.
要来破坏神的工厂。
He will come and destroy the work of God.
要来破坏神的家。
And he wants to destroy the house of God.
所以我们要特别留意。
So we must pay great attention.
那怎么样才不会给他留地步啊？
And how can we prevent from giving him a foothold.
25节说你们要弃绝谎言。
So verse 25 tells us that we must put off falsehood.
个人与邻舍说实话。
And that we must speak truthfully to their neighbors.
因为我们是互相为肢体的。
For we are all members of one body.
这个一体的关系啊，是不能比互相欺骗的。
So being one body, we must not cheat one another.
这个欺骗的严重性很厉害。
This is a very serious matter for cheating.
落入魔鬼的手中。
And it will leave it, we are giving him a foothold.
所以主耶稣的话一定要记住。
So we must remember the words of Christ.
魔鬼从起初就是说谎的。
And Satan has spoke lie in the beginning.
他又是说谎之人的父。
And he has deceived the ancestors of man.
我们是神的儿女。
We are child of God.
神是信实的神。
And God is a true God.
说谎的就成为魔鬼的儿子。
If you speak lie, then you become a child.
当我们说谎的时候，你就落在他的手中，你没有办法，你怎么脱离啊？
And if you say lie, then you'll be in his control, and therefore you cannot escape.
当你一说谎的时候，你就成为魔鬼的儿子，就他，你就要听他的了。
When you lie, then you become Satan, and therefore you will be under his control.
魔鬼就会借着你这个说谎啊，他就抓住你不放，你就要听我的，继续讲。
Because you lie, and therefore Satan will control you and let you continue to lie.
我们不会给他机会。
We must not give him any chance.
一句谎言不出，你想要办法，他没有办法。
We must not speak a word of lie, and therefore he would not have that chance.
但是当你说了，那你就糟糕了。
But when you lie, then you'll be in trouble.
你要赶快求神救你，主啊，救我脱离。
You must quickly ask God to rescue you.
好像这个彼得一样,
just like Peter.
还要沉下去了,
Peter was about to sink.
要怎么办?
What did he do?
赶快呼救, 主啊,
he called out, Lord, Lord, help me, and therefore Lord help him.
还要很谨慎,
so we must be alert.
万一一时不谨慎了,失了,
and if any moment that you have if any moment that you have lose yourself, you must yell out and ask for help.
那这个特别提到就是在里面，在主里面，千万不要彼此说这个谎言。
So it tells us that we in Christ we must not lie to one another.
如果这样的话，撒旦就会进来。
If that's the case, then Satan will come in.
就没有好事了，没有好事。
Then nothing will be good out of it.
对，我们是互相做肢体的，都要彼此说实话，不要说谎言，这很重要。
So we are part of the body, we must not lie to one another. This is very important.
第26节。
Verse 26.
26节说，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
It says, in your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down while you're still angry.
这也是我们的人的软弱。
And this is the weakness of man.
很容易给 魔鬼留地步的一个一下。We
can easily let the devil step in.
因为我们人带了这个血肉之躯啊。Because
we are living in flesh.
很容易动血气啊。And
we can easily exhibit our flesh.
所以一下子啊，听到一些不高兴的话，哎呀，不如意的时候，就发怒了。
And once you hear something that you do not like, and very quickly you will show your anger.
那这个怒气一上来呀、啊，撒旦就机会就来了。
So once you stir up your anger, Satan will seek for opportunity to come in.
那我们要注意，哎，哇！这个怎么办？这个时候不要不给魔鬼的地步，不让他有机会进来。
So you must be alert. Once you know that situation, you must stop Satan from coming in.
所以自己要谨慎了。这个时候不要犯罪。哎，生气了，不要犯罪。
So you must be alert and be aware that once you're angry, you should not commit sin.
所以要忍耐，要含住怒气，要把它压住它。
So you must persevere and able to subside your anger.
圣灵与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit will be with us.
圣灵就是水。
Who is the Holy Spirit?
这个怒气就是火。怒气就是火一
样。The anger is likened to a fire.
所以有圣灵帮助啊，我们就可以控制它。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to contain the fire.
人的软弱会生气，但是圣灵控制了，不动，不要乱动。
Whereas a man will become angry, but the Holy Spirit will control it.
他就不至于犯罪。
Then you will no longer sin.
那魔鬼就没有办法做工了。
Then the devil will not have a chance to work.
所以这一项很重要。
So this is very important.
我在信主的那个时候。
When I was coming to believe in the Lord.
主耶稣救我脱离这个是一项很重要，因为我很苦，因为这个怒气啊，人的这种怒气啊，伤害自己最可怕，最可怕。
And this is the one of the thing that God helped me very much because I was living in such
让我的心灵不能得到安息。
Such pitiful state because my heart was not able to be at peace.
所以我信主耶稣的时候，主耶稣救我，让我得了安息，是这一项很重要，就是让我不需要生气。
So when the Lord Jesus saved me, this is the one of the greatest thing I received that I was no longer wanting to be angry.
所以每天都很快乐。
And then I'm very happy all day.
但是呢，并不是说啊，这样就没有都没有事了，不是这样子。
But then again, it's not that nothing will ever happen.
以后你要自己晓得靠圣灵，要自己做灵修的功夫。
But I knew how to rely on the Holy Spirit and to cultivate my spirituality.
但是初信的时候啊，道理还不太了解的不多啊。
When I first came, I do not know much about the teaching.
很单纯，以为说哇，现在就天天快乐，现在也轻松了，就这样。
And I was very simple-minded, and I thought that would be it, and I was living very happily each day.
正当你很高兴的时候，试探就来了。
And when you were, while you were very happy, then the test will come.
自己就没有办法抵挡它。
Then I have no way to stop it.
那个是我印象很深刻，这个是永远记住的。
And this is very deeply in my mind, and I have never forgotten it.
因为那时候我还在学校。
Because I was still a teacher then.
那一天呢，刚好是我做导护的时间呢，要向全体学生讲话。
And at that day, I have to make a speech to all the students.
那我在台上讲话，看到下面有人在讲话。
And while I was making the speech, I saw somebody was talking behind the crowd.
我在上课的时候，我学生是不会讲话的，不敢说话的。
And when in my class, when I give my lesson, nobody dares to talk.
就会上去啊！哇，全校那么多人，你就没有办法控制他。
But when it's a whole school, and therefore I have no way to control it.
看到那个情况，哇，火气上来了。
When I saw these people talking, and then my anger became to stir up.
站在那个讲台上，这个挡不住他了，这个怒气火。冲上来了，这个挡不住他。
And I was unable to control it.
哦，不得了了。
It was very uncontrollable.
一声命令下来。
And I gave out the command.
全体的学生从一年级到六年级，操场跑三圈，这样子。
And I gave the command that from grade one to grade six, they all should go marching in the field.
在司令台上面呢，这个话讲下去了，全校都跑。
And once I give the command from the stage, all of them have to listen and they all walk. And the principal was shocked. But they cannot disobey the command, so they have to walk. After this incident, I was very much regretful. And I was very shameful because that people see me as a righteous person. And I prayed to God and asked Him to forgive me because I have put His name in shame. And ask for His mercy. And may the Holy Spirit help me. Because I cannot help, I could not subside the anger. It's a very fearful matter. From that time on, and the Lord Jesus let me know that this is the state I'm in, and the Holy Spirit tells me how to control. Every day I fast and pray and have the words of God in my heart. And from that day on, I was seriously fast and pray. I put up in a prayer and also reading the Bible. I did not relax myself. If I relax myself, troubles will come. This is my greatest weakness. Thank God He helped me. That I was able to be through the training, I was able to overcome this matter. And I no longer shame the name of our Lord Jesus. And the devil would seek the opportunity for us to shame the name of our Lord Jesus. And that you must not angry till sunset. Because if you do not subdue your anger until sunset, then the devil will come. The anger must not dwell there any much longer because it becomes hatred. When you have hatred, you are killing. If you're angry, if you hit a person if you box a person twice, there's nothing serious about it. But if you scolded a person while you're angry, then that is not that serious at all. But if you have not manifest your anger, it appears that you may be successful. But the anger was still in your heart. Then it will become hatred. Then it will be very fearful matter. So after you read it, it says that you should not give a foothold for Satan. Then if there is hatred, then it is very painful. As long as this person that you hate is in front of you, then you'll be in pain. So you must quickly disperse this hatred, then only then you'll be very you'll be at ease. 再增加一个, sometimes some people may not just hate one person. It keeps on hating one after another. And how would this person able to survive?
所以一定要赶快消掉，不能到日落，消掉了，晚上就没了。
So you must quickly disperse it and before the sunset come.
祷告了，完了就没了，没事了，起码没有事。
After prayer, then all things will be fine.
啊，没事，睡觉，很好睡。
Then you're able to sleep.
早上起来，没有事了。
And when you wake up the next morning,
明天见面，没有事了。
Nothing will happen. Nothing will may happen.
虽然一叫起来没有看到，还是呢，哇，糟糕了，这个就是证明昨天晚上没有消掉。
But if you wake up and the hatred is still there, then this is terrible because the reason was that you did not disperse the hatred in you last night.
这种事情我是不敢放到我不到晚上的，没有祷告到你消了，我不可以不敢睡觉，也睡不着。
For anger, I would not dare to go to bed with anger, and I would pray until the anger have subsided.
不可以睡觉。
Before that, I would not dare to go to sleep.
有时候啊，那种是在睡觉当中突然就会想到，想到那个谁怎么这样子气起来了，赶快起来祷告了。
Sometimes I went to bed, and in the middle of the night, I would wake up.And that this hatred woke me up, and I quickly kneel down to pray.
不给魔鬼的地步。
And do not leave a foothold for Satan.
这个试探很多的。
There are many temptations.
我听到很多好像很爱我的人告诉我说，某某人对你怎么样，某某人跟你说什么，哇，这个听到都是会让你火冒三丈的。
And people will come and tell you.Many things, and it will stir up your anger. And you give thanks to God.
这个试探呢，我一定要一直祷告。
When you hear this, and you must pray.
突然间那个一句话又来，我那话又响了，哇！感谢帮助。
And again, that when you hear something, and it will stir up, but you ask God to help you.
去掉他，上他退我后面去，不要来干扰我。
Discuss the hatred, cast it out like Satan, be at the back.
这样我们心里就会平静。
Then you have peace in your heart.
不要让他进来。
Do not let it come in.
要防备好。
You must prepare well.
感谢神，这个都是要学习的啦。
Thank God, we all must practice this.
这个叫学习真理啊。
Therefore, you must learn the truth.
不去学习的话，那怎么会
？If you don't know the truth, then how could you do that?
保罗说我已经学会了。
Paul said I have learned well.
今天我们一直这样学习啊，30几年来我就这样学习。
And today we have continued to learn, and for 30 over years I'm learning still.
当然我不敢说我是学会了。
But of course I would not dare to say I have learned well.
战战兢兢，越来越战兢的学习啊，是这样子的。
And I must stand in trembling and to learn.
所以我们大家弟兄姐妹一定要。不要给魔鬼留地。
So brothers and sisters, we must be alert and do not leave foothold for Satan.
28节说啊，这个从前偷窃的，不要再偷。
28 tells us, he who has been stealing and steal no more.
总要努力做，亲手做正经的事。
But must work hard and doing something useful.
就可以有余分给那缺乏缺少的。
And that he may have something to share with those in need.
这个也就是说，以前有那种坏毛病的啊，这个。那些坏的习惯，不好的习惯的这些。
And that is, this is to say that some tell us that sometimes we may have bad habits.
已经重生了，改变了。
But now we have been reborn and we have been changed.
这一点是自己的以前的软弱啊，特别要谨慎。
And especially our weakness, we must be alert.
因为撒旦他知道你以前就最喜欢做这个事情的。
Because Satan knew that in the past you loved to do such a thing.
那就是你最软，他最喜欢利用这个来试探我们。你再回来，听我的，这样。
And that is our weakness because we then we might want to go back where we came from, and therefore once we step back.
所以我们要特别在这方面特别谨慎自己。
He will come, and therefore this is one of this is we must be this is one of the matter that we should be alert.
每一个人不一样哈。每个人不一样。
We are different. We have different habits.
但是我们一定要知道自己的软弱是什么。
But you must know your own weakness.
虽然这个看起来是不是什么大毛病，不要以为它小毛病，往往都是失败在这个上面，比魔鬼的地步。
Do not look down any matters. Do not look at any matters as a small matters, because through small matters, we may downfall through it.
好像有些人喜欢抽烟的哈。
For example, some people may like to smoke.
信主了以后啊，改掉了。
After he believe in the Lord, he may change and stop smoking.
但你不谨慎呢，跟一些没有信主的朋友啊，在一起啊，我 又抽起来了。
But if you are not alert, and you may mix with the friends of your own, and you perhaps could start smoking again.
开始的时候，你知道说啊，我信主，我就不抽了。后来可能软弱一下，人家一说，哎，咽哭咽哭啊，咽哭咽哭啊。
In the beginning, when you first believe in the Lord, you may stop smoking. But after a while, because of socializing with your old friends, you may start smoking again.
好了，这有机会了，你咽咽啊，这个不对，这个就开始一个开始。
And this is just the beginning.
以后就又染上了，就又染上了，又开始了。
And then it will start again.
那是以后，这个以后要再改啊，就很难了。
Then if you do not curb it in the first time, the next time would be very hard for you to curb that.
就是因为这个毛病又回来了，就会干扰你，影响你的属灵的生活，影响你许许多多这个属灵的这些，都受全部都受影响。
Because of this temptation, it will influence, it will stop your spiritual cultivation.
还没有信主以前，我是抽烟的。
Before I believed in the Lord, I was a smoker.
有朋友在一起，就是在一年一个，我跟就这样开始就谈话。And
with friends, we always exchange cigarettes and would start a conversation.
但我信主之后，我就戒掉了。
After I believed in the Lord, and I would stop smoking.
可是每天还是跟那些没有信主的同事啊、朋友在一起啊。But
every day, I still mix with my colleagues and my friends.
啊，在一起，他们说，我说我现在。
When I mix with them, when they offer me cigarettes, I would stop taking this cigarette and saying that I am a Christian.
他一句，你一句，他一句，你一句，他一句，我后来想，心里就这样想。我当时刚信主啊，以为说，哎，好了，应付应付了，反正我就不要真正的吸进去就好了。And
The more I mix with them, they would often offer me a smoke, and because I was a newly believer, I said I will take a smoke and just to socialize and not to take in the smoke inside my lung.
那出现的时候很幼稚，认为这样就没有问题了。反正我没有犯罪啊，我就是拿着这样应付一些就是朋友，不要让他们这样啊，一直东讲一句，西讲一句啊。
And that time, I had so many excuses, and I thought taking that cigarette would not affect my spirituality.
啊，其实点着了以后，我就拿着这样跟他们讲话，讲到就丢掉了。
Then I take it and I light up the cigarette and talk with them and I threw it away.
我是没有事情啊，就没有事啊。And
would not smoke, and I thought that would be fine, and nothing would happen.
但是神爱我。But
God loved me.
那天晚上。
And that night, when I went to bed, there was a different.
我人好好的，没有什么事。And
I was in good health.
祷告完就躺下去睡觉。After
my prayer, I lie down on the bed to sleep.
一躺下去，喉咙都痒得不得了，一直咳嗽，让你面包糖又起来。And
as soon as I lie on the bed, I would cough. My throat would be very scratchy, and I would not able to sleep.
就起来，好好的。And
I got up, and it got fine.
喝一口水吧，喝水。
Then I went and looked for a cup of water.
我再等你睡觉。And
I went back to sleep.
好像有电一样，哦，又来，奇怪了，这样。It
appeared that it's like electricity. As soon as I lie on the bed, the problems would come again.
连续到第三次的时候，我就想到，哎，有问题嘛，这个。And
when the third time that happened, and then I was alert, and I was saying there must be wrong.
为什么会这样？我就跪下来祷告。
Why was it like this? So I kneeled down to pray.
我说主耶稣为什么会这样?
So I asked God, why was it like this?
到底是怎么回事? 求你让我知道。
And I said, would you let me know?
因为一定有你的美意啊。
Because I know that there is the will of God.
圣灵就这样教导我。
So the Holy Spirit teach me.
所以祷告的时候就想起来了。
So when I pray, then I know the answer.
这一幕就出来了，就出现在眼前，就是这个。
And then I can envision that smoke in my hand.
哦，我想到了，我就哦，这次我知道了。Then
I realized and I quickly realized my wrong.
我说学会啊，我说主啊，我以后不绝对不会再做这个事情。
Then I learned from it, and I promised God that I would not do it again. And I would not mind anybody say anything to me anymore.
我会奉主的名,
I must lift up your name and to refuse that smoke.
求主耶稣啊,
so the Lord Jesus forgive my ignorance. After I prayed and I went to bed, and nothing happened again.
主耶稣就爱我,
Jesus loved me, therefore he teach me this way.
这圣经的话就是真的,
and the Bible truth is the truth.
不愿意我们在掳掠魔鬼的手中,
and he does not want us to be in the control of devil.
如果我们能够改变,
if we are able to change,
神的恩典就到了,
then God's blessing will come to us and we will have abundant blessing to help others.
所以今天主耶稣让我,
so God gave me this abundant blessing. I can go and help people. If I were to bound by the problems, then how could I go and help others?
我就需要很多人看到人,哎呀,为某某弟兄祷告啊, 他,你看,一个习惯都还改不掉。
And then perhaps I might need people to pray for me because I might not be able to control my smoke.
所以啊, 以前的坏习惯一定要彻底改掉。
So the bad habits that we have, we must cast it away.
靠着主的名, 靠着圣灵的帮助,
through the
拒绝,
name of our Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, we must cast it away.
拒绝一切的诱惑,
and to refuse all temptation.
就不给魔鬼的地步,
in such a manner, you will not giving a foothold for Satan.
我们再看这29节。
Let us look at verse
29. 29节到32节这一段就是叫不要叫圣灵担忧。
And verse 29 to 30, it tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们要学习基督啊，要像基督啊，就不要叫圣灵担忧。
We must be like Christ, and be like Christ, we must not grieve the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵怎么会担忧？
How can the Holy Spirit be grieved?
我们先看。